Over the school year, significant restructuring has taken place to cut costs. The front office reduced an administrative position from full-time to part-time, telecommunications and auditing service contracts were rebid, and administrative staff was reduced and reorganized. Interim Superintendent Rich Carlson explains that these changes will save a lot of money in the coming year.
We are going to spend in FY19, in comparison to the original budget in FY18, $73,000 less, and we incurred $77,000 increase in insurance. I'm feeling pretty good about this, to be honest.
Although expenditures for the 2019 budget are significantly less than in 2018, it is not enough to offset the drop in revenue. As it stands, the school's general fund is expected to decrease by $135,000 in the coming year. One of the largest changes to the 2019 budget is a projected decrease of $150,000 in state funding due to a decline in enrollment. The number of students is expected to decrease by 20 because of a large exiting senior class and a small incoming kindergarten class. The 2019 budget was approved unanimously, but Carlson says that the current numbers aren't set in stone.
This clearly is going to we'll have to do a budget revision sometime in the future. We may have an additional intensive student. The numbers are going to change a bit. And it's a possibility that on June 12th, we may end up getting some additional funds from the borough. So that is not calculated in here.
At the meeting, the board approved selections for two positions at the school. Teacher Kim Sundberg will take over the new Dean of Students position, which provides supervision for both staff and students. The board also approved a decision to hire school librarian Lee Horner as a groundskeeper for the summer. Principal Renee Martin presented the new language arts curriculum for approval. It has been simplified compared to previous years due to changes at the state level and decisions by teaching staff. The state has restructured standards, eliminating grade level expectations. Haynes School has eliminated some of its longer reading and vocabulary lists, allowing teachers more flexibility with their lesson plans.
Gone are the days where it's one spelling list for 25 students in front of you. That's not realistic. We're meeting the students where they are to move them forward.
Martin says the new curriculum relies less on textbooks and more on digital content. This saves money and allows the school to buy sets of novels instead. The next school board meeting is scheduled for July 10th. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.